News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, another foggy start, and this time it's going to last a while. We'll get more details from Dr. Bill coming up right now. Check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have a decent amount of fog across the Bayway and low-lying areas. Keep that in mind. Make sure you've got your low beams on. But accident-free conditions continue so far this morning. Tillman's Corner, Theodore through Mobile, and heading up towards Pritchard and Saraland, you won't find any delays. Are you starting the new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some post-holiday stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel in Point Clear? Enjoy a treatment from the spa and salon, a 20,000-square-foot European spa. See them at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs again in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
The 2018 oyster gardening season ended last November with more than 116,000 oysters planted on over 18 acres of shells collected by the Alabama Oyster Shell Recycling Program. SPAT was spawned and set by Auburn University Shellfish Lab. Gardeners from 118 sites worked all summer and fall to seed oysters, which will be ready to spawn this spring. This remarkable program made possible by participating restaurants that collect the shells.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday and the day after State of the Union. Lots to talk about there. As the president goes long, maybe on ideas, but also on time last night, I think the second longest State of the Union on record. Only, it wasn't surprising when they were talking afterwards, they said only second to Bill Clinton. I was like, yeah, okay. Well, that didn't really surprise me. But yeah, we'll talk more about that. Also, Jeff Poore joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots more to talk about with him. And remember, we'd love to hear from you throughout the morning on the text line 343-0106. Now we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. We're actually going to talk about that right now. It's my first story. I'm talking about the State of the Union. Let's get to our poll that we had yesterday, which was, how do you feel about the state of our union? And let me refresh my screen so I can make sure my numbers are accurate, because that's important.
Because somebody say, looking at it, and you're giving fake news.
Those numbers could jump.
Yep.
And anybody knows I don't get down with the words fake news.
That's right.
Okay, so here's the question. Our 1-800-GOT-JUNK question. How do you feel about the state of our union? 54% said strong. 15% said weak. 15% said improving. And 15% said declining.
I think that sounds like and we are not a group that pretends like this is scientific. We do not do scientific polls. We do opinion polls. But that, to me, just at first blush, sounds like maybe an accurate representation of we the people.
We tend to have our arms around the pulse of the city.
Yeah, we do all right there because of y'all.
That's right. Okay, so did you watch the State of the Union last night? And I mean all of it. Be honest. I have to admit, my eyes got heavy. It was late. If it seemed like the longest message delivered by a commander-in-chief, it actually was not. As Sean just mentioned, President Clinton still holds the record for the longest State of the Union address, but just by a few minutes. Last night's State of the Union, delivered by President Trump, came in at 82 minutes, which was 7 minutes less than President Clinton's record in 2000.
You wonder if there had been somebody in his earpiece going, dude, go for another 7 minutes and you'll get the record, man. Get the record.
President Clinton also holds the second place spot for the longest speech with Mr. Trump moving into third. So they're going back and forth, which means the next time President Trump speaks, he's going to go all out.
That's right.
He's going to clobber that record. So this information that was posted overnight, and I always love learning, you know, inside tips about what happened back in the day, right? So here's another one. The longest written address was from President Jimmy Carter. He submitted a 33,667 word address. That was in 1981.
And the words were read slower because of his southern accent.
But. It says Carter was one of the presidents who opted to deliver his address in writing and not in person.
Which is actually not, you know, we get this idea that it's always been this televised thing. Y'all, this is just a modern creation.
Those babies, they don't know. They just don't know. The shortest State of the Union address, less than 29 minutes. Guess who?
Nixon.
Yes, in 1972.
Whew, got that one.
You're good.
The shortest written address came from?
Shortest written address, let me think, who would have been poor Taft?
Dalty, what do you think?
Lyndon Johnson.
George Washington.
We're pretty new country here.
1,089 words. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, he delivered the most addresses at?
Nuance it. 9.
I have no idea.
I didn't either. Don't worry about it. 12.
Because his second. But why didn't he have?
Including 10 personal appearances before Congress.
There's some pretty famous ones on there.
Fewest messages delivered by President Zachary Taylor and Presidents William Henry Harrison and James Garfield.
Yeah, people got. Well, one of them got assassinated, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Since President Woodrow Wilson's address in 1913, there have been a total of 83 in-person addresses. These are all nuggets of information you're going to take to work with you today and be like, boom.
Yeah, you get a piece of the pie at Trivial Pursuit at lunch.
Next time I give you an update, we'll talk about who had the first radio broadcast, who had the first television broadcast, and who had the first HD TV broadcast. And then real quickly, if your kids attend Clark Preparatory School in Grove Hill, there's no school today, there's no school tomorrow, and there's no school on Friday. School announced that all classes have been canceled the rest of the week due to widespread illness and, quote, an extreme number of absences due to illness. And this is for students K-4 through 12th grade. Classes are back in session next Monday, February the 11th. Now, the daycare will remain open and will operate according to its regular schedule. Basketball games scheduled for this week, those are good to go. But all softball and baseball practices, those are canceled for the rest of the week. There's a beauty pageant scheduled for Saturday. Beauty queens, you're good. Go ahead and rock that runway. And officials say, quote, we feel this is the best decision to make for the well-being of our students and our staff. Thank you for your support. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Any insight there on your alma mater there?
I don't know. I spent 5th grade through 12th at Clark Preparatory School.
Y'all ever get out for the flu?
No, I'm glad I'm not there anymore, obviously. Or I'd be getting sick.
People would be talking about you if you're still at school.
I had no idea.
And you remember when a child died last week from the flu.
Yep. So,
not at that school. But I'm
still stuck on the idea of Dalton still at Clark Prep at
probably
26 years old.
If their basketball team is as bad as they were when I was playing, they probably wish that they'd canceled those this week.
Let me tell you something. I saw that name and I thought of Dalton immediately. I said, let me get the scoop on this.
There it is.
What was your mascot?
A gator.
There it is. A gator with the flu.
A gator with the flu. Plenty of tissues.
All right. 6:15 FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back. News Finds Chad Petrie's going to check in with us because they're selling gas so low at Buc-ee's.
How low is it?
They're getting sued.
Oh.
The Mobile Boat Show is coming this weekend to the Mobile Convention Center. It's the oldest and biggest show of the Gulf Coast, with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more for one weekend only. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget and it's fun for the whole family. This weekend, indoors and outdoors, at the Mobile Convention Center, with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Mississippi murder suspect captured in Mobile is back in Mississippi this morning. 27-year-old Jaquincy McCord was booked overnight into the Jackson County Jail. McCord is charged with murder and domestic violence. Pascagoula police say McCord shot and killed his estranged wife yesterday at the Brandywood Apartments on Orchard Road. They say he took the couple's 2-year-old child, prompting an Amber Alert. For the second time this week, a threat has been reported at a Mobile County school, this time at Williamson High School. A girl told police 18-year-old Isaiah Alvarado said he had a gun and was going to start shooting. When asked who the target was, police say Alvarado said the teachers. Alvarado was arrested and charged with making a terrorist threat. So far this year, threats have been made to 5 Mobile County schools. Baldwin EMC is hosting an emergency blood drive today. They're asking anyone who can stop by their training center on Highway 59 in Summerdale to donate between 8 and 6 today. Anyone who is 17 years old, at least 110 pounds, and in general good health is eligible to donate. Baldwin EMC is partnering with LifeSouth to host the blood drive. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 1065's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 1065.
Auburn snaps a long losing streak against the Florida Gators. LeBron James suffers the biggest loss of his career. A rising Alabama sophomore eyes a transfer from the team. It's 6:17 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football news, Alabama outside linebacker Iyabi Anoma entered the NCAA transfer portal yesterday. Anoma was Alabama's top-ranked recruit in the 2018 recruiting class. He appeared in 12 games as a freshman, registered 9 tackles, including 2 for a loss, and earned a spot on the SEC All-Freshman team. Former Texas Longhorns and NFL quarterback Vince Young was arrested in Texas early Monday on a charge of suspicion of driving while intoxicated. Young paid a $500 bond and was released. It was his second arrest in 3 years on drunken driving charges. He pled no contest and was fined $300 after a January 2016 arrest. After that arrest, he was also ordered to complete 60 hours of community service. In SEC basketball last night, it was a good night for the home teams. Auburn snapped an 11-game losing streak against the Gators with a 76-62 win. Bryce Brown scored 14 points, and Auburn's now won 3 in a row since falling out of the top 25 poll. Tiger center Austin Wiley played 5 minutes in his return after missing 5 games with a lower right leg injury. Around the rest of the conference, number 1 Tennessee won their 17th in a row, beating Missouri 72-60. Number 5 Kentucky crushed South Carolina 76-48, and Arkansas rallied to beat Vanderbilt 69-66, meaning that every home team won last night. Tonight, there are 3 more SEC games. At 6 o'clock, Texas A&M plays at Ole Miss. At 8, Alabama welcomes Georgia into Tuscaloosa. Also at 8 o'clock, Mississippi State hosts number 21 LSU. In the NBA, the Indiana Pacers beat the LA Lakers 136-94, handing LeBron James the worst loss of his career, 42 points. Lakers are now 7-13 in their past 20 games. They played 18 of those without LeBron as he dealt with a left groin strain. The team is divided now, with every player on the Lakers knowing that they're expendable as the team tries to complete a trade for New Orleans Pelican Anthony Davis before this week's trade deadline. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Orlando Magic 132-122. Thunder point guard Russell Westbrook had 16 points, 15 rebounds, and 16 assists for his 7th consecutive triple-double and his 20th overall this season. 7 in a row ties Westbrook with Michael Jordan for the second longest streak of triple-doubles in NBA history. Wilt Chamberlain set the record with 9 in a row back in 1968. In trade news, ESPN reported earlier this morning that the LA Clippers and Philadelphia 76ers have agreed on a deal that sends Clippers forward Tobias Harris to Philadelphia. In addition to Harris, the 76ers are receiving Clippers center Boban Marjanovic and forward Mike Scott. In return, Philly is sending rookie guard Landry Shamet and forwards Wilson Chandler and Mike Muscala, along with 2021 and 2023 second-round picks to the Clippers. 6:20 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orby. Let's look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs again in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Win 'em before you can buy 'em. Lynyrd Skynyrd on the farewell tour. Sweet home Alabama. Coming to the Wharf Saturday, September 28th. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame residents.
What's your name, little girl?
Iconic Southern rockers. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10. But listen to Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile for your chance to win them before you can buy them. From FM Talk 106.5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, dense fog advisory until 9 a.m. Less than a quarter mile visibility in some areas across the Bayway and the Causeway, so be careful. Good news is no wrecks in the roadways yet. And Daphne, Spanish Fort, all the way to Loxley, it's been a good ride in this morning. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2018 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months, model 8377. You can see their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you all along. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us about 10 minutes from right now. I can tell you this, it's going to be a foggy ride in this morning. Once again, the fog has set in. Maybe even on my ride, a little thicker than yesterday was, so be ready for that. And then warm temps continue for another day or so. A little bit of rain and then some cooling. All that described on a timeline, courtesy of staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, coming up in just a little bit. Also mentioned as we were earlier in the hour that Buc-ee's, which is seems to be so dominant in the news cycle here for a fill-in station, it's kind of unreal, but yeah, they're in the news, and we'll talk more about that right now with Chad. We'll get Chad on in just a second. Okay, we'll do headlines now, then Chad Petrie joins us.
I was ready.
Okay, well, wait. Chad, hold on. We'll get to you in a second.
Oh, we love Chad. I know he'll give us some great information. It won't be foggy at all. All right, good morning, everyone. 6:23. It is Wednesday morning, right? It's today Wednesday?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. We were just moving along. So we begin in our state capitol as an Alabama state senator once again trying to get a bill through which would identify and ban the practice of racial profiling by police. Senator Roger Smitherman, he is a Democrat from Birmingham, also an attorney in his sixth term. He first introduced a racial profiling bill 15 years ago. He says now more than ever, this issue is important because of the tension between law enforcement and residents. He says he has filed his latest bill in advance of the legislative session, which, as you know, starts March the 5th. Senator says that one key change that it would require is that police would document every traffic stop, including the race of the driver and the reason for the stop. The senator says the traffic stops should be documented even if there is no ticket issued or arrest made. Here's what he says, quote, if you're in a predominantly African-American community, you can be non-African-American and get stopped because you're there as well. So what he's doing is he's identifying the problem from both sides, if you will. Just last year, Smitherman's bill passed the Senate 27-0, but it died in the House of Representatives in the final days of that session. He says that one benefit of reducing racial profiling would actually be a stronger cooperation type of relationship between the citizens and the police department. A recall alert impacting your lunch or possibly your dinner plans, or if you like to eat dinner for breakfast, I'm talking to you, as a popular company has issued a chicken recall. Pilgrim's Pride. recalling nearly 60,000 pounds of uncooked breaded chicken. Why, you ask? Once again, it's a situation where pieces of rubber are found in the chicken. This is the second chicken story I've told you about.
Well, no, actually, so you had two. So this is the third because you had a wood in the chicken and then a rubber in
right,
the chicken.
That's what I'm saying.
And another rubber in the chicken.
Okay, so this is the third recall, but this is the second chicken.
Rubber in the chicken. Yeah. One day we're going to have a shocking story where there's actually some chicken in the chicken.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
The recall affects frozen, uncooked breaded chicken produced on January 4th and shipped to public stores in Florida for deli food service use. The recall affects 20-pound boxes containing 8 clear bags of uncooked popcorn-style chicken breasts, chunk fritters with rib meat, used by October 1st, 2019. USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service says there have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions due to consumption of these products. If you're concerned about any injury or illness, please contact your health care provider and don't eat it. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Mom, the chicken's kind of chewy. There's something wrong with the chicken's chewy. I mean, this is... I guess the rubber doesn't bother me as much as the wood story, though, because we talked through this, how there could be a scenario in the processing where rubber would be in the machine that would break down or whatever and get the chicken. The wood one, I was like, are they running 2x4s there along the assembly line by mistake or something like that? What's old becomes new again as people get back into the local vorcine and gardening on their own. And taking responsibility for their own meat,
and
we don't seem so weird. Yeah, we don't
mm-hmm.
seem so weird now, right?
I hate to tell you, but I have another recall to tell you about another news hit.
By the end of your newscast this morning, we're going to have to clean out our entire freezer.
We're going to be fasting.
Yeah, there's a chicken crossing the road joke there somewhere.
Somewhere.
And not sure where.
What's inside it? That's always the question.
A rubber ducky?
Yes. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming our way in just a second. Talk about the fog that has set in again this morning, so do be prepared for that. It's going to be a little extra long ride. Actually, the fog, I would say, for Mobile, I can't speak for Baldwin County, but for where I was yesterday, really hadn't cleared any time yesterday. It hung with us all day long. Find out if that's going to be the situation again today.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A little more than 2 weeks after opening its doors, Buc-ee's in Baldwin County is being sued by a competitor. Oasis Travel Center at the Wilcox Road exit on I-10 is accusing Buc-ee's of practicing predatory pricing. When Buc-ee's opened in January, they sold gas for $1.79 a gallon. Oasis says that violates the Alabama Motor Fuel Marketing Act. The law states a business can't sell gas below market value or at a loss. Oasis is seeking an injunction to prevent Buc-ee's from selling cheap gas. Police in Criolla are looking for a suspected armed robber. Video shows a man enter the Highway 43 package store, walk up to a counter, and make a stabbing motion with a knife. Once the clerk opens the register, she hands the suspect cash. Police say he then told her to get away from the counter and got more money. The suspect left the store and is still on the run this morning. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office needs your help locating 57-year-old Carrie Brewer. She was last seen in Navarre on Sunday. Deputies also are looking for a vehicle. It's a 2012 white Nissan Sentra with a Florida license plate. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Ron, it's Bob.
Hey, Bob, how's it been?
I heard that my brother Dave has a whopper of a hunting story, but I promise you, I can top it. Three of us went up to the hunting camp a few weeks ago, shot some hogs that were tearing up the feed plots, even got to drive up there in style in Mrs. Bob's new SUV since my truck's been acting up.
So, Bob, what happened?
It really wasn't my fault. We loaded up the cooler with the meat, and somehow the cooler plug got knocked off.
Oh, no.
Ron, it's worse. The liquid from the cooler soaked the carpet under the floor mats. None of us noticed until we started smelling the stench. About a week later, the detail shop thinks we may need to replace all of the carpet in her vehicle, and she's not talking to me right now.
Bob, come down to the shop. We just got some really nice silver bracelets in. And maybe Tony can make you some custom sterling nose plugs.
That's not funny.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ADA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
President Trump spent much of his State of the Union address last night talking about immigration and border security, and he seems to be relaxing his stance on a huge wall from sea to shining sea.
This is a smart, strategic, see-through steel barrier, not just a simple concrete wall. It will be deployed in the areas identified by the border agents as having the greatest need.
The president did not announce a national emergency to go around Congress for money to build a border barrier. Capitol Hill negotiators have until a week from Friday to come up with a budget deal or run the risk of another government shutdown. They are meeting this morning. Mississippi lawmakers are considering what could become one of the strictest abortion laws in the country. Bills that passed legislative committees yesterday would ban abortion once a fetal heartbeat is detected as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Supporters and opponents alike are anticipating a court fight. Stock futures are mostly flat in pre-market trading. I'm Michael Toscano.
Shenko with your money now. All three Detroit automakers are rolling out new heavy-duty pickup trucks this year, courting buyers who tow heavy trailers for work or recreation. The introductions are sure to spark claims about horsepower, torque, towing capacity, and payload hauling. Shares of Electronic Arts tumbled more than 17% after the video game maker posted a profit but reported revenue for the holiday quarter shy of its already reduced forecast. EA says competition in the final 3 months of 2018 was intense, crowded not only with the usual slew of major releases such as Activision Blizzard's Call of Duty, but the ever-present and growing specter of Fortnite. Exxon and Qatar Petroleum say they will go ahead with plans for a $10 billion project to export liquefied natural gas from a facility in Texas. Construction will begin in the next 2 months, and the plant's expected to start running in 2024. Demand for liquefied natural gas is booming, especially in Asia. And Wall Street futures are slightly lower. And that's your money now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 6:35, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
It's good to know you're up and at 'em this morning after the big National Weather Person's Day yesterday. That the hangover low pressure system that might have affected some meteorologists didn't get you, and I'm proud.
No, we had a good time for our annual Weatherman's Day, and of course we got a chance to sing all the songs from our favorite movie.
What is that?
Singing in the Rain.
And if people didn't catch it yesterday, it was National Weatherman's Day, and you said when y'all go out to celebrate, you go where?
Oh, there's no question, the isobar.
And when you're there, y'all's drink of choice is the...
Hurricane.
I love it. Never gets old. All right, Dr. Brown, I'll tell you what is getting old is fog. Second day in a row, it's pretty darn thick here at our studios.
Yeah, whenever we see temperatures really climb and the moisture coming in from the Gulf this time of the year, you're going to see fog develop as the temperatures cool down in the evening and those lows in the morning. And that's what we have this morning, some areas of dense fog, and it's going to take a while for that to burn off. Eventually it will, except around the bay, where we may see fog lasted most of the day, not all of the day. And temperatures today up around 75 degrees for this afternoon. We got up to 73 yesterday. In fact, yesterday had a heavy shower move across West Mobile late in the afternoon and produced 1.42 inches of rain. And today it looks like it'll just be mostly cloudy. Tonight, fog again, especially after midnight, low tonight in the low 60s. And then tomorrow we'll be faced with fog in the morning and then becoming partly cloudy. And the temperatures, well, up around 75 again tomorrow afternoon. After that, we've got a change because the cold front will be approaching tomorrow evening. And tomorrow night we'll see some showers. And then on Friday, wind around to the north and northwest, and it'll be much cooler on Friday, only 58. So 75 degrees for a high on Thursday, and then only 58 on Friday. Likely see a few showers in the morning on Friday, and then cloudy for the rest of the day. But then Friday night, it's going to cool down quite a bit, 38 degrees for the low Friday night and into Saturday morning. Saturday should be a nice day on the cool side, partly cloudy, upper 50s. And then we'll warm up on Sunday with a slight chance of a shower and a high in the mid-60s. So the cool spell coming in is only going to last for Friday and Saturday, and then we'll warm up on Sunday.
All right, and any severe weather in the short-term forecast?
No, it doesn't look like it, even though this front's coming in and going to produce quite a drop in temperatures. But we will see some rain ahead of that front and right along the front as it comes through Thursday night. But then Friday, things rain moves out, and it's going to be on the cool side for Friday afternoon.
All right, good deal, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist and celebrant, Dr. Bill Williams, 638 FM Talk 106.5. Ceasefire Tech Movement is taking over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So Ceasefire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP Computer Science, so Ceasefire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is the foundation for economic development, Ceasefire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. Hey, the future's out there, and the Ceasefire Tech Movement is leading the way. Join the movement at ceasefire.com/tech movement. On the way, headlines plus Chad Petrie from News 5 checks in.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Or Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident off of Highway 90 and Theodore Dawes Road with injuries. State troopers there at Bellingrath Road in Zerline. That's where a bicyclist was struck. And also Celeste Road closed before Destination Church. I've got traffic being rerouted over towards Forest Avenue, so be careful through there as we've got a lot of fog with us this morning. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale. The 2019 home schedule could very well be the best in school history, including three games versus Alabama, Coastal Carolina, and Troy. Call 461-1USA for your tickets. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Sean Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, the party guy, and Kane with our traffic. Plus, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Jeff Poore joins us. Lots to talk about with him. And speaking of something we're talking about here, Buc-ee's has been open a few weeks now, but it's a subject of discussion now from the legal side. Now, with more on that story, News 5's Chad Petrie joins us this morning. Thanks for being on, Chad. And where are you?
I'm right at Buc-ee's. They haven't kicked me off the property yet, so I think we're good. Normally, companies don't like it when news stations are around talking about them being sued, but this is probably one of those lawsuits they might want to wear as a badge of honor. I can see the new Buc-ee's t-shirt reading, "Gas prices so low, they're illegal."
Okay, so if watching Debbie Williams' report yesterday and reading up on this story, there's a lawsuit now. I mean, this is not Buc-ee's in Texas. This is specifically Buc-ee's here in Alabama, right?
They're being sued by the Oasis truck stop or the Wilcox Road exit truck stop just a few miles from this location. They're claiming that Buc-ee's is violating state law by selling their gasoline at below cost. They say that state law claims that you can't sell your fuel below what you're paying for it. They're claiming that Buc-ee's is using their fuel as sort of like a loss leader, like supermarkets sometimes put things on sale to get you to come in and buy other stuff. Logically, that kind of makes sense considering what they have inside their store is a lot of stuff for people to peruse and buy. Maybe that's where they make the bulk of their money. I don't know their business model here, but that is what this gas station over in Robertsdale, the Oasis truck stop, is sort of alleging, is that they're selling their gas as a loss leader.
Okay, so I guess my first question here, Chad, is, number one, is that a thing? Is there an Alabama law that says they cannot sell for under their whatever their invoice is they purchase it for? And number two, if it's not, like you just said, whether it's a loss leader at a grocery store or it's a Black Friday sale where they're selling, you know, whatever, TVs for $55 because they know we're going to go buy a bunch of other stuff that has a bigger markup on it. I mean, it's not great for the Oasis, but it's competition, right?
Exactly. And they are citing a law. I don't know if the law is being interpreted correctly. I'm not a lawyer in this case, but they certainly are citing a statute here and demanding the Oasis Truck Stop is demanding some sort of injunctive relief on this front. Whether or not they get it, I don't know. Does this mean it's a limited time for gas prices at $1.89? You know, my wife and I pulled over here yesterday to get gas, and I was stunned to see regular unleaded that low at a gas station right across, right from the interstate.
Now, okay, in response here, you mentioned that Buc-ee's sending a statement to the Dallas Morning News, I guess, home state newspaper, that said Buc-ee's has always provided our customers with the best experience on the highway, from the world's cleanest bathrooms to great food. Part of this experience includes high-quality fuels priced fairly and competitively. Now, with that, they didn't admit really anything, right? They just kind of had a good slug line for an advertising.
Exactly. They're not really speaking to the lawsuit here and whether or not they are indeed violating state law. I'll tell you, if this is a state law, it on one hand, it kind of stinks for the consumer. On the other hand, if it's a pro-competition measure, I can almost see the logic, because I can envision a scenario where, for example, say Walmart would start selling their gas at $1.50 a gallon, and they'd be able to crush any sort of gas station that's around them just because they would get most of their revenue from all the stuff inside the store.
So right now, the next step on this is what, we have to get word from the state of Alabama here that they'll hear this case, or is it, I mean, do we have any more specifics on that?
I don't know where it goes from here. I haven't seen the Alcourt settings yet, but I believe it would be heard, at least in the not-too-distant future, and they'll decide whether or not they pick it up, and then a judge would issue a ruling in this case.
All right, we'll watch your reporting on this and get more when the information comes out. And while you're there, hey, Chad, can you pick me up some beef jerky while you're at Bucky's?
All right. You send me a check, all right?
All right, I'll get it done. That's Chad Petrie with News 5 checking in. Thanks, man.
God bless.
Chad, check's in the mail, man. Just give me the jerky and I'll get you the money. 6:45, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much. I have still yet to make it out to Bucky's.
Me neither.
Really?
I haven't made it either.
Me neither.
Huh. So how come when people text
Road
us...
Road trip.
Right.
Field trip.
When people call and text us, it seems as if I'm the only person who has yet to go.
Do we need to go through the list of reasons why?
No.
Okay. All right.
They prefer you.
I know.
No, that's not what it is. Mm-hmm. I think because I'm from a different state, and they want to show me the great time at Bucky's like only a local can who is used to seeing Bucky's a certain way.
I'm just into the beef jerky angle. By the way, too quickly before we get to headlines, Roger on the text line, thank you. Text line's open, 343-0106 for traffic information. Mm-hmm. Said drivers, please use caution on 225 in Baldwin County. The fog is looming and the deer are roaming.
Ooh, wow.
Looks like the rut is on. Yeah, Roger, the rut's been wide open. So what Roger's talking about is they're he-ing and a she-ing in the white-tailed deer world, and that involves some chasing, and that happens to go across roadways, so it's foggy, and the deer are doing their thing. Be double aware this morning.
Okay, thank you. 6:46 on your Wednesday morning, you're kind of talking about one of my headlines. Keep up with me if you can.
Okay.
A homeowner screams as a man tries to get into her home. This man is the very same Mobile man charged with bestiality in 2018. He faces new charges now after being arrested on burglary charges Monday, according to the Mobile County Sheriff's Department. 19-year-old Daniel James Bennett was accused of knocking on doors of various homes on Matlock Road in Irvington and then attempting to climb through the window of at least one. That would be the woman who screamed. And several neighbors said that they saw him knocking on their doors. He was also seen going in and out of several yards. Based on a description given from the witnesses to authorities, police were able to locate him. He was found riding his bicycle in the area. He was arrested. And deputies later removed a taser, a pair of hairstyling scissors, a pair of razor blades, and an adult toy.
Mm-hmm. That listing there at the end of the story really got my attention.
Uh-huh. Bennett was charged with attempted burglary and probation violation. If his name sounds familiar, he was in trouble for what he was attempting to do with a 20-year-old mare named Polly.
You said 20-year-old
mare.
Mare.
You know, right.
As I said last night, nay means nay.
And that happened in the earlier part of last year.
Anybody pony up the dough for his bond? Bail? Anybody?
Wrong.
No? Okay.
Happening today in Somerdale, you have an opportunity to help save lives. A blood drive is happening today as there is a critical shortage of blood supply in both Baldwin and Mobile counties. According to the Baldwin County EMC, there is a less than 48-hour supply for hospitals in both counties. So Baldwin County EMC, they are teaming up with Life South today from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the EMC Training Center in Somerdale. They're located at 19600 Highway 59. Of course, you have to be a certain weight and age. I can double both, and I could give double. I'm just going to leave it at that. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'm not believing that. You don't listen to this woman. She's making stuff up.
No, I'm not.
All right.
Save some lives, though. It's good. You never know when you're going to need, and be able to give back in such a beautiful way is a true blessing.
Well said. 6:49. Be right back.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KimcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Welcome to Professional Collision.
Hi, I need help. I was driving my dad's car, and then this other car came out of nowhere, and...
That's a pretty big dent there.
Can you fix it before he gets back in town?
Sure, but how are you going to pay for it?
My dad's credit card?
Okay, young lady, we got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Mississippi murder suspect captured in Mobile is back in Mississippi this morning. 27-year-old Jaquincy McCord was booked overnight into the Jackson County Jail. McCord is charged with murder and domestic violence. Pascagoula police say McCord shot and killed his estranged wife yesterday at the Brandywood Apartments on Orchard Road. They say he took the couple's 2-year-old child, prompting an Amber Alert. For the second time this week, a threat has been reported at a Mobile County school, this time at Williamson High School. A girl told police 18-year-old Isaiah Alvarado said he had a gun and was going to start shooting. When asked who the target was, police say Alvarado said the teachers. Alvarado was arrested and charged with making a terrorist threat. So far this year, threats have been made to 5 Mobile County schools. Baldwin EMC is hosting an emergency blood drive today. They're asking anyone who can stop by their training center on Highway 59 in Somerdale to donate between 8 and 6 today. Anyone who is 17 years old, at least 110 pounds, and in general good health is eligible to donate. Baldwin EMC is partnering with LifeSouth to host the blood drive. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Auburn snaps a long losing streak to the Florida Gators. LeBron James suffers the biggest loss of his career, and a rising Alabama sophomore eyes a transfer from the team. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college football news, Alabama outside linebacker Iabi Anoma entered the NCAA transfer portal yesterday. Anoma was Alabama's top-ranked recruit in the 2018 recruiting class. He appeared in 12 games as a freshman, registering 9 tackles, including 2 for a loss. He also earned a spot on the SEC All-Freshman team. In SEC basketball last night, it was a good night for the home teams. Auburn snapped an 11-game losing streak against the Florida Gators with a 76-62 win. Bryce Brown scored 14 points, and Auburn's now won 3 in a row since falling out of the top 25 poll. Tigers center Austin Wiley played 5 minutes in his return after missing 5 games with a lower right leg injury. Around the rest of the conference, number 1 Tennessee won their 17th in a row, beating Missouri 72-60. Number 5 Kentucky crushed South Carolina 76-48, and Arkansas rallied to beat Vanderbilt 69-66. Tonight there are 3 more SEC games. At 6 o'clock, Texas A&M plays at Ole Miss. At 8, Alabama welcomes Georgia into Tuscaloosa. Also at 8 o'clock, Mississippi State hosts number 21 LSU. In the NBA, the Indiana Pacers beat the LA Lakers 136-94, handing LeBron James the worst loss of his career, 42 points. Lakers are now 7-13 in their past 20 games. They played 18 of those without LeBron as he dealt with a left groin strain. And right now the team is divided, with every player on the Lakers except LeBron knowing that they're expendable as the team tries to complete a trade for New Orleans Pelican Anthony Davis before this week's trade deadline. The Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Orlando Magic 132-122. Thunder point guard Russell Westbrook had 16 points, 15 rebounds, and 16 assists for his 7th consecutive triple-double and 20th overall this season. 6:53, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, still working an accident just off of Highway 90 and Theodore Dawes Road. A bicyclist was struck at Bellingrath and Zerlot Road, and we've got a decent amount of fog. Less than a quarter mile visibility now across the Bayway, so be careful as we've got a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart in Fairhope, now offering same-day all-porcelain crowns with a five-year warranty. They're open Friday and Saturdays, even offering sedation dentistry. Call 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs again in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 6:55, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this foggy Wednesday. Glad to have you here. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Okay, I'm going to get you to your recall headline because I know you've been waiting for this. Mm-hmm. Taylor Farms issuing a recall for more than 2,000 pounds of mislabeled chicken items that contain a known allergen. The products contain wheat. Known allergen, which is not declared on the product label. This is a big deal for you if you have family members who are allergic. So the ready-to-eat HEB roasted spaghetti squash with Alfredo and chicken items were incorrectly labeled. Okay. So the items were produced on various dates from January 25th of this year through January 30th. So you want to be on the lookout for 10-ounce tray packages labeled as HEB Meal Simple Chile Relleno. I'm going to go ahead.
Chili Relleno.
Thank you.
See.
The product subject to recall has an establishment number EST34733. And the shipping container is labeled as HEB, roasted spaghetti squash with Alfredo and chicken. So be mindful of that. They were distributed in centers and retail stores in Texas and then, boom, went out nationwide. If you have this product in your freezer, refrigerator, wherever you keep them, because I'm not familiar with them, please do not eat them. Please take them back and also contact your doctor. All right. It's all fun and games until a child gets stuck in the claw machine.
Mm-hmm.
Love this story because the baby's okay. Mom Kelsey Ingersoll says she brought her family and friends and kiddos to a pizzeria in Fairhope. Rotolo's. Have you been there?
I've not.
Rotolo's?
I think I went a few years ago, yeah.
Okay, so this is in Fairhope, and family was eating. They were playing games. They were specifically in the area so she could see the children playing games. Mm-hmm. Mom was on her mom mode.
Yeah.
And then little two-year-old Ezra said he wanted a toy from the claw machine. Well, he didn't really say it.
He did it.
He went in for the kill.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The opening was large enough for the little guy to get in the machine. Okay, and here's the problem. The restaurant didn't have a key to the machine. So police and firefighters had to respond and take the machine apart.
I have two children. If they thought they could have gotten in the machine over the years, would have. The crane machine, the claw machine,
yep.
Oh my goodness, they were obsessed with
it. Have you ever seen anyone win an item from one of
these? I have.
And aren't you mad at them?
Well, I was one that I won a couple times.
Oh, I would wait for you in the parking lot.
So my idea is we're going to, and the child is fine.
Yes, Ezra was calm. Mom was panicking, as I know I would be too. This child's A-okay. It was a successful night, they say, a crazy night. And the restaurant was great. Mom says they even invited the family back for free pizza and toys.
All right, good things happen when you crawl into the claw machine.
Oh, my goodness. But the pictures of that little baby. I mean, two. I know it's not a baby, but you're always mommy's baby.
That's right. So keep your kids out of the claw machine. And no, I've suggested a couple things. Number one, some more PSAs to run nationally about the dangers of claw machines. And number two, if we could get an adult version of that with miniatures in it.
Oh, my goodness.
You'd have something there. You imagine that?
Mom, you did a great job. Let me just go ahead and say mom to mom. No mom shaming here. You did the best you could.
All right. We're coming right back. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings.